Hashem Adonai. Bless the name of the Lord and good evening. You're listening to the Shofar Ministries program. My name is Dan with my lovely wife and steadfast Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford. We always like to remind our listeners about our website, shofarministries.net. Should you want to re-listen to this program or any of our other programs, all archived for your learning pleasure and hopefully to share with others. Let's open tonight's program in prayer. Lord, we come to you this evening in humility of such an awesome, great, and very patient God, knowing that judgment on all the world is soon to come. We pray that we can adjust our lenses to stay focused in our mission of proclaiming your truth and to always being prepared to give godly answers to the seekers. We earnestly pray for the request that I hold in my hand, especially for the salvations of our loved ones. May you send ambassadors to speak to their hearts. Be with us tonight and bless with abundance those turning in to hear and study your word.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I know you don't relish talking politics, but you did think that Joe Biden would enter the race so to continue the work of Obama.
Oh, I did, and was surprised. But obviously, the global elite say it's Hillary's turn to get the nomination, and no doubt promised it to her when she was overthrown by Obama. And seeing how the far-left Democrats are hailing a victory for her in the Benghazi hearings last week, there's no doubt she is now moving forward in spite of the obvious lying about the video and the neglecting of sending added security, even after Ambassador Stevens sent around 600 requests for extra protection. And all this covering up, as I reported probably about 3 years ago, was not just about the covert gun running from Libya, but rather, as stated by retired Admiral James Lyons and an anonymous source connected to the White House, stated that the murder of Stevens and the other Americans was rather a botched kidnapping linked to Obama, so that he could later trade a terrorist that the Muslim Brotherhood wanted out of our U.S. prison. And so then he could brag about it in rescuing Stevens. And guess who that terrorist was that they wanted?
The very evil blind sheikh.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, this is my estimation here, that's why I think Biden announced he was not running the day before Hillary was questioned. That would give her the insurance she needed. For if Biden was running, Hillary would have most likely blown the whistle on Obama. Now, Obama must support her for her silence. She bribed him because she could not let Biden in and steal her thunder and nomination, which she is pretty much now assured of.
It's a tangled web we weave for sure.
Yeah, but there's another story to top it all off here. As the eyes of most Americans were on Hillary being grilled before the House Senate committee, President Obama used the distraction to do something disgusting to our troops. Obama vetoed Congress's defense budget, which denied our troops a much-needed $38 million...
Billion.
Billion, thank you, honey, in wartime funding, because Congress did not give him enough leverage to continue releasing terrorists from Guantanamo Bay.
He is an opportunist.
Mm-hmm.
Any updates on Syria?
Well, yes. Excuse me. Russians are destroying many of Assad's enemies, and they have declared closed airspace over Syria and Iraq, because Iraq gave them permission, too, to help their country. But what is interesting is that it is now reported that the Cuban army has troops on the ground helping Russia as well, and the Iranians. And China has military advisors in the region, and they have ships on the Mediterranean border. You know, China has major oil pipeline interests in Syria and Iraq, too. But they're kind of staying on the sly due to, I guess, ISIS major threats to China's homeland. And they also don't want to upset the United States because since we are on the side of the rebels who Russia is bombing.
Besides the mammoth hurricane to Mexico, then heavy rains in Texas, the recent large earthquake in Afghanistan.
Right.
What's going on in Israel?
Well, it's no bad weather, but I think just as bad, Israel is experiencing many attacks every day with guns or knives going right for the jugular. And not a day goes by that many Israelis are not killed. And then there are the terrorist groups like Hezbollah inching closer and closer on Syria's southern Golan border with Israel. Here's a better piece of news. An elderly woman, this is kind of really good. An elderly woman was part of a knife attack where two died on a Jerusalem bus, and she herself was stabbed, as were 15 other passengers. But she said she immediately turned to her faith as she was being knifed, crying out, "Lord Jesus, help me." Immediately, the stabber stopped and ran to the back of the bus with the other gun-toting attacker, which allowed her to escape. The attackers were soon caught. One is dead and the other is in critical condition. Praise the name of Jesus.
Now, back to sad events, because we have one coming this Saturday that I know you are going to address tonight. But first, if you have questions or comments, our email is Sheila@shofarministries.net. Or you can call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Love offerings are certainly needed and greatly appreciated, and will automatically put you on our mailing list for future newsletters and updates. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching letters are archived for your added learning. And take a note, the first Friday of Shofar Assembly meets for worship and an end-time Bible study. So make an effort to join us at Chester Christian Center in Chesterland, Ohio at 7 p.m.
Thank you, dear. Yes, it's upon us once again, Halloween, or I like to call it Satan's Night, October 31st. And then there's All Saints Day, November 1st, and All Souls Day, November 2nd. And as a prior Catholic, people ask me often to explain the difference between them. In my opinion, all three are demonically inspired. But we'll begin with the more obvious one, Halloween, or All Hallows Eve.
Yeah, I think we should begin with Scripture, because Psalms 12:8 addresses this issue. Halloween, the original Hebrew says, "The wicked walk around on every side when evil is exalted by the sons of men."
One might even say it's a form of worshiping evil. In these very last days, we see the secular world more than ever heavily embracing Halloween as their most favorite holiday of the year.
Yeah, can you imagine a holiday? Oh. Did you say secular world? Many who claim they are Christians are celebrating it as well.
Yeah, what's the key word in that sentence?
Claim.
They are. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. There is still a remnant that, because they study God's word, still recognize evil, especially when they see it. Why would anyone want to take part in something that is proven to be inherently wicked? For by tolerating, you are condoning and therefore promoting. And so wickedness, in a sense, is given permission to increase its wickedness, as the scripture just implied. So I have an idea. Why not let your children instead dress up for Purim on a totally different day. The dress apparel back then was pretty amazing. But of course we don't, because we don't recognize God's feasts or victories over the enemy. Instead, America promotes Devil's Night. Do you have another scripture there?
Yes, Deuteronomy 19:19. Put away the evil from among you. And Isaiah 5:20, they will call good evil and evil good.
Yeah, I use that scripture a lot because it's so true. And actually, there are hundreds of scriptures addressing evil. Just look in your Strong's and you will see how important this topic is. And in fact, God says in some of his scriptures that we shouldn't even look upon evil. And for obviously good reason. You say, you are only letting your child go to a few of the neighbors, and they are dressing up as friendly characters. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, what about if someone in a devil's mask comes up and boos at them? That image can stay in their mind and possibly harm them spiritually. Parents, you are responsible for that to protect their minds.
Right. So better get into a little history.
Oh, yes, right. Thanks for keeping me on track since we know time is of the essence. Halloween goes way back before Christianity and certainly before America to a Celtic festival of the dead. The Celtic peoples were originally from ancient Britain and Ireland and later found all over Europe. But according to their calendar, the year begins on November 1st. And it's the beginning of the cold season when the cattle and the sheep had to be moved to a closer, more secured pasture. And the crops were stored for the winter months. And by the way, the Celtic calendar, the daytime also begins at sundown.
Like the Hebrew calendar days.
Yeah, but that's all it has in common. These Celtic people engaged in occultic arts and worshiped nature and the universe, giving it supernatural idolatry-like qualities, you know, qualities like idolatry. You know, they had their pagan priests, and by the way, they were called druids, whose beliefs and practices were similar to Hinduism, such as reincarnation and the transmigration of the soul, where bad people who had died that year could be reborn as animals.
How in the world could they come up with this?
Well, my guess is Satan himself. Anyhow, the dance occurred on what they called the Festival of Samhain, the Lord of Death, on, you guessed it, October 31st. And as time went on, instead of the Feast of Samhain, it was just called by the pagan priest's name of Druidism, morphing into some different varieties of thinking depending on the country. But the rituals came from the deepest part of hell, involving human sacrifices of children, the drinking of their blood, and even cannibalism.
And that is a fact, even reported in National Geographic.
Right. Actually, it was May 1977, and it was in Harper's Encyclopedia and the book of Hislop called The Two Babylons, and many other confirmations are out there.
Demonic, pure and simple. So a quick recap. The night before their new year and the last day of the old year, October 31st, this Lord of Death would gather the souls of the evil dead who had died over the past year and condemn them to enter the bodies of animals.
Yes, particularly black cats, but not exclusively. It was evil's supreme night of demonic jubilation. And this was a celebration of the beginning of winter and darkness, as daylight grows noticeably shorter and night lengthier.
And add to that darkness, America chooses the last weekend in October to erase daylight savings time.
Anyhow, on this night, the hordes of hell would roam the countryside in a wild celebration of darkness and death, all in honor of Samhain. Some gave offerings of food and drink left on the doorsteps for the ghosts, because if not pacified, the villagers feared that the spirits would kill their flocks or destroy their property. Eventually, They felt the only thing the superstitious people knew to do to protect themselves was to masquerade as one of the demonic horde and hopefully blend in unnoticed among them. This is the origin of Halloween masquerading as devils, imps, ogres, and other demonic creatures.
To blend in with the demons.
Right. Very dangerous and definitely not funny. They used numerous lighted candles, some inside real skulls, to carry for the spirits' guidance in their ceremonies, which included sacrifices to the god Samhain, burning large bonfires, giving various gifts, and offering many prayers to this false god for protection from any evil spirits that would wander off to possibly migrate into the people. But whatever name you choose to use, it all goes back to Baal or Satan with different customs according to the countries. And of course, Satan had to have his special feast night in America too. But not widely practiced here until the 20th century, beginning with a carved turnip, then a pumpkin to copy the original witch's use of a skull with a candle inside to light the way to their coven meetings. Soon kids began dressing up as something evil, knocking on doors, saying, "If you give us a treat, the goblins and the spirits will leave you alone." It has eventually turned into any costume trying to get some distance away from the more sinister to the more acceptable and cute. This way Christians too could join in the fun, like the other kids, and celebrate Satan's night. And many think, that isn't so bad, except there are still wicked people, and they're out there today doing bad things, like using a hypodermic needle to lace even wrapped candy, and you would never notice. Of course, the sugar alone is dangerous for children and can suppress the immune system for hours, making them more susceptible to catching diseases. Oh, and don't think for a minute that Satan doesn't know that too. This day is Satan's blasphemous substitution of the resurrection. You know, he perverts everything from God, and the rising of the dead spirits is what he thinks is substituting. It's perverting it. Halloween provides a less conspicuous way to play with the concept of death. People dress up as the living dead and fake gravestones adorn front lawns, activities that are highly accepted this time of year. And it is evolving. Card-carrying Satanists can now demand Halloween off from work as a religious holiday. In fact, Satanists, like the Samhains in the past, do use this day for their high masses and the ritual blood sacrifice. Is. Lots of them. And most places of employment encourage workers to dress in a costume, making it hard to find any restaurant or store that doesn't have decorations all over their establishment. And the demons are smiling. Okay, let me mention All Saints Day. This Sunday, also very ancient, for around the year 900 AD, Emperor Leo VI and leader of the only recognized church, Universal, decided, since his wife had recently died, that it would be a good thing to honor those, besides his wife, who had died the previous year, that were surely in heaven. And therefore, still believing, or at least wanting the people to believe, that on the 31st the bad spirits roamed, they made the next day, November 1st, All Saints Day, originally called All Hallows Day. And that would be to honor the saints who are now in heaven, who, by the way, according to their Catholic website, they constantly intercede to God for us. And of course, that's where I have a problem. This is demonically inspired, for the dead do not pray for us. Only Jesus intercedes for his bride to the Father. That's Hebrews 7, Romans 8. But a more grievous problem is the next day, November 2nd, which was called All Souls Day, which is still called All Souls Day, is set aside to memorialize and pray for a family's loved ones, possibly still in purgatory. Now, only on this day, November 2nd, a departed spirit could finally leave purgatory and go into heaven, if their time of punishment was fulfilled, or if enough prayers or indulgences of usually money to the church had been paid by the dead person's loved ones. Now, depending on what Catholic church it is, some of that has changed, but I can remember my mother giving money for masses to be said so my grandfather could get out of purgatory. However, in today's society, if you join the Pope's Twitter, he will grant a special indulgence to you or your loved one so to get out early. This is no joke. He really said it on July 17th, 2013. CBS News covered it and many others. He's playing God. I have to tell you, this really grieves my soul. And the devil is so laughing. I also wanted to mention to you that it was on October 31st, Halloween, that Martin Luther, in 1517, nailed his famous 95 Theses, which means reasons, to break away from the Catholic Church on the church's door in Wittenberg, Germany. That started the Reformation. And by the way, I think that was a Jubilee year, from my reasoning and connecting the dots. But one of the heresies he was protesting against was the sale of indulgences for souls in purgatory. Sadly, today, there are some Protestant churches defying the heroic move of Luther and now rejoining the Catholic Church that will soon encompass the one world religion under the soon false prophet. We're going to continue on this a little bit more next week. I'd really like to hear your comments. Email me at Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net, and I'll take everything you have to say to heart. Honestly, I will. But let me ask you real quick now, is Jesus Christ Lord over your life? Time is moving so fast, so be sure your relationship with Jesus is intimate. How can you be sure? Well, if Jesus is your betrothed one, as you say he is, you will have a desire to know him more, with a passion to be in his word, so to be in his presence, in his word, for he is the word. In other words, more word, more Jesus. It's just that simple. You just have to do it. These are rough, evil days. It's not getting any better, honestly. But Jesus said it would be this way before he returned. And that's why we're seeing what we're seeing. So stay steadfast, stay in his word, because that's what's going to keep you with the armor of God on and help you to be able to discern between good and evil. Okay? I'm going to leave you with the Aaronic blessing of number 622 through 27. Ivrekaka Adonai Vishmereka Ya'er Adonai Panav Aleka Vyuneka Yasa Adonai Panav Aleka Vyasem Laha Shalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And that's shalom. Till next week, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her will prosper. And you can look that up in Psalm 122, verse 6. Take care this weekend. Pray a lot. Get that covering on you. God bless. Till next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.